Last week, TJ talked about, let me start by saying this. So I've had the privilege of speaking to the young people for quite a while. I've had the privilege of kind of mentoring some of the young men with regards to public speaking, you know, doing the evening services. And every single time I tell them, guys, don't just write out something and just read the whole thing, because it seems less genuine. You know, have something prepared where you can talk about it and make eye contact and lift your head up. And well, I tell, easier said than done, right? Because every time I get up here, I usually type something out, print it, and read it and make eye contact every once in a while. So this is the first for me. I've never just had a topic I wanted to talk about and research it and dwell on it and come and talk about it. So that's what I'm doing. Last week, TJ talked about a sense of awareness, being self-aware, the need to consistently be aware of where we are in our Christian walk. And I'm going to kind of piggyback on that tonight and talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. It's been on my heavy on my heart for the past almost 7 months. And that is being aware. Being self-aware as a father, as a Christian, as a husband. Someone who ultimately feels as if they've got a lot on their plate, more than they have had ever in the past. And last week when TJ talked about that, I took that to mean, you know, I haven't been as aware in the past few months as I could be. I haven't been picking my head up, so to speak, spiritually, as much as I should be. Matter of fact, sometimes day in, day out, I find myself putting my head down spiritually and just trudging through. And I know that's not what our Lord wants. I know that without a doubt. And this weekend, I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with family and a lot of time reflecting. And I was speaking with a team member at work, about a week or so ago. And I said, you know, he said, how's everything going? And I said, you know, it's good, but I'm just not as aware as I need to be. I consistently look back and think, well, I wasn't as appreciative of the blessings. I wasn't as mindful of the opportunities. I wasn't as grateful for the times that I have. And he said, you know, that's one thing that I struggle with as well. And he said, one thing that I try and do, and it really spoke to me, he said, is just be aware every moment of every day of what is going on around you. And so as a practice, as an exercise, if you will, I did that this weekend. And some of these things that I'm going to list off, and you guys are my family, so I'm going to list off some of these things. They might be funny, but if you'll allow me, because I know you love me and you will allow it, I'm going to go through some of them and I'm going to tell you what I drew out as blessings, okay? Because some of them I thought right then I would go ahead and jot them down, and some of them I thought, well, afterward I can jot this down. So here we go. John Thomas screaming when I get home. I always thought that maybe to be a negative thing, but you know what? He's got oxygen in his lungs. I couldn't have a son, but I do. And that's amazing. The embrace of my wife when I get home. I mean, come on.
The crisp, cold air in my chest.
You know, some people, they think, oh, it's so cold outside, I wish it was 75 and sunny. It burns, but it burns kind of good. You know, that cold air in your chest, and you just feel that it's winter, and you love the beauty of it. The feeling of the warm car on a cold day, that's a blessing, right? It might be 15 degrees, but when you get in that cold car, or that warm car, it's almost like an incubator. My dog riding in the car with me. That doesn't happen very frequently, but Friday it happened, and I enjoyed the little blessings that were, you know, her sticking her head out in 20 degree weather. My son leaning into me for a hug at 7 months old. Leaning into me for a hug. Seeing my niece and my dad watching cartoons together. So blessed. Seeing my son's gummy smile. Seeing my wife hold my son. Watching my son wear his carrots. Having a son to wake up multiple times a night. And not yet having slept through a night. That's a blessing. Hearing my niece and nephew wake my son up. Having a job that allows me to have time off with my family. Having a job that allows me to provide for my family. Waking up in the morning. Knowing that God has blessed me with a son who needs to see me as an example. Knowing I have something to eat has never been a concern for me. Well, comic relief. The air that fills my son's lungs, even though that air is accompanied by screams that could peel wallpaper off the wall. The smell of the mountains. Smell of a cabin in the mountains. Knowing that this wonderful place was made by my Creator. The fact that consistently being aware of blessings is a blessing in and of itself. Holding my grandmother's hand. While we praise God together. My son finally taking a nap when everyone except him knows that he needs. Having no question in the world that I am deeply, deeply loved by my earthly family and that my son will have the blessing of growing up surrounded by that love. But more importantly, knowing that I am loved by the Creator of the universe and so is my son. The sweet sound of my wife reading to my son. Knowing that if I continue to walk in the light as he is in the light, I am forgiven. God is willing and able, even anxious, to forgive everyone who follows him. Now I notice that, as I said, I wouldn't read. I just read. So let's open our Bibles together to the Psalms. We'll start in the 103rd Psalm. Verse 10. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. What if he did? Psalm 105:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Psalm 107:43. Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord. You know, it seems very selfish, you know, to piggyback on what TJ was saying last week. It seems very selfish to not be consistently aware, cognitively,
conscientious about that love that God provides. And to take it a step further, to share that love that God provides. Psalm 116:12. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? What type of provisions does the God of the universe make for us on a day to day? Proverbs 3:5-6. We all know this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Trusting in the Lord, thanking the Lord. Lamentations 3:22. So we sing, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to an end. So we transition to the New Testament, the book of Matthew. It's one of my go-to verses. You know, in the high school class, we talk about what's a go-to verse for you? What's something that you take solace in? What's something that you use on a day-to-day basis? And this is it for me. It's in the 6th chapter of the book of Matthew, starting really in verse 19, where we have there the instructions not to lay up treasures in heaven. And then he goes on to speak about being anxious and being worrisome. You know, that speaks to me because I am. I would have to admit that day in and day out, there's a lot of things that, you know, well, you're a first-time parent. These things come naturally to you. The second child will be better, and you know, won't worry about this, worry about that. But knowing that God takes care of not only us but everything within the world, and that we don't need to be anxious. Being thankful for what God has done for us. You know, we see in James chapter 1 that every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord, and that we are to fill ourselves with thanksgiving on a daily basis. So I ask you, I challenge you, kind of like TJ did last week. You know, have you been walking on a daily basis kind of with your head down? I had. And there's going to be times, I know, because we're all human, that we all do that. You know, that we all seem to think maybe that's the only way that we can get through life is okay. Well, if I just keep my, it's almost like you're driving, and it's torrential downpour, and you know, as long as you keep your eyes fixed on the road, but sometimes you can't see the road. Sometimes you can see those taillights in front of you. As long as I do this, I'm okay. I'm okay. But do we just want to be okay? Do we just want to survive? And the answer is no, obviously. You know, the same friend that I talked to some time ago at work, and I know if I'm over time, but the same friend I talked to, he said, there was a gentleman, and you can get his name after if you'd like. His name really doesn't matter. But his mindset was what was good. And it was an earthly mindset, mind you. It was something that wasn't rooted in God. I will advise you that. It was a gentleman, a Jewish man, who had survived the Holocaust. And he went on to talk about, and he wrote a book. He went on to talk about what it was that allowed him to consistently put one foot in the front of the other. Not only that, but to raise his head and to be optimistic, very, very positive in the face of opposition.
And you know, through school, I've read many things about the Holocaust and the concentration camps, but I don't begin to even think that I could comprehend what some of those things would be like. And he said that the only way that he could do that was to consistently be aware and look for the positives. Look for the positive in every situation. You know, and I took that to heart, and I said, well, one thing I can do as a Christian is make a pact within myself and with God that I'm going to do everything within my power to, on a daily basis, yeah, I'm going to fall. I'm going to trip. I'm going to fall. I'm going to stumble. But as a pattern of life, consistently, day in, day out, be aware of the blessings that are around me. And if it's something that comes your way and you're having a bad day at work, what is good in that situation? If you're caught in a bad situation at school, if you're caught in a bad situation wherever you might be, what about that is a blessing? We're going to have a song of invitation. And I want to encourage you to think about what it is that you use on a day in and day out to think about the blessings. You know, do you already do that? If you don't, maybe you need to start. But first things first, if you're not a child of God, you're not able to experience the true, genuine nature of those blessings. If you have need of the congregation or anything that we talked about tonight, you need prayers, whatever your need might be, come forward as we stand and sing.